do either of you have a word that you just cannot pronounce? Like, you have tried to pronounce this word, and it's just a no-go for you that you want to admit to? And I'll tell you mine, and maybe that'll make you feel a little bit better about mm-hmm. yours. But I have a really hard time with, okay, so, Roger, when you're at a basketball game,
yes,
and there is the person who has the book that keeps record of all the different things, and that person is called a what?
Scorekeeper.
Or a stat.
Oh, yes.
What is it?
I don't use that word either. We call them numbers.
Yeah, right.
Or stats.
Stats.
So it is a statistician.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes.
Oh. Statistician.
Do you have to use that word a lot?
No, it doesn't come up in general conversation. I don't want you to think like I'm using this in my daily life. But I approach that word when I want to say it, and my brain hits the wall. And I'm like, nope. Mm-hmm. And I'll say things like, scorekeeper's doing a great job. great job.
And that works.
Statistician.
That's it. There's another form of that word when referring to what the statistician keeps track of.
What does the statistician keep track of?
I don't say this word.
Statistics?
Yes.
Or is it statistics?
No, be careful. Because you can go to a place you don't ever want to go to.
Right. Especially on the radio. Word. Yeah.
Right. And so I don't use that. I say stats or numbers.
Numbers, right.
And we just don't even go past two syllables on that or one because
we're not going to do this.
It's all going to go bad.
Statisticians take statistics.
You can. It doesn't take a lot of imagination to end up in a really, really bad place with that word.
Well, at least we share that in life.
No,
that's good.
My word is a cooking sauce. It starts with W-O-R.
Worcestershire.
That's it.
And I don't even
know
that.
Does anyone know how to pronounce that?
Yeah, like I know some people call it Worcestershire. Yeah. I have always called it Worcestershire. That's what my parents always called it. Yeah. So is that what you?
I just say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
But I don't know.
I have no idea what it is.
When you have struggled with diction and struggled with your speech impediment,
mm-hmm.
that's just not, those two words just aren't fair.
Yeah.
Right? They're just not. So I just call it the stuff that you put on Chex Mix.
The stuff you put on Chex Mix.
Yeah. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, that stuff.
It's Worcestershire.
Sure.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, it is.
Worcestershire.
That's exactly it.
Any combination of those above. The one that I hear that drives me crazy, that I hear people mispronounce more often than you probably should, is when they say, especially. Mm. Especially. No, 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 no. It's especially. Especially. Yeah. Especially. There's no G. There's no X. Okay. Especially. You know, do you have any, Mandy, that you just hit the wall when you get to and you're like, nope, that's a no-go?
Just can't really say rural very well.
Nobody can.
I know. Sorry, that's just like a
Mandy refuses to live in a rural area because she doesn't want to tell people I live on a rural road.
Yeah.
Right? Well,
that one's tough.
Mandy, you would have loved the good old days back in the 70s because mail routes were called rural routes.
Oh, no.
Boy. Jeez. So that's Mandy's worst nightmare right there.
My old address in Argus was the number Rural Route 2. So when people sent us a letter, they had to put Rural Route 2 because they had two drivers.
Mandy's moving. She's finding an address where rural is not part of the address.
They had two drivers, right? There were two mail routes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the second one. And so we were on rural route two.
My goodness. That's so funny.
It is a pitfall. It's waiting for you to fall into it and die.
I don't like that one either. Rural.
No.
Yeah, it's tough.
Because no matter if you're saying it correctly, you still sound like you're saying it wrong.
Yes.
Rural. It is Chris and Mandy with Roger.